It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're looking at poverty in southwestern Pennsylvania. It sounds simple, but employment in a needed career field at a good wage is critical to helping people live a better life. A grant awarded to the Community College of Allegheny County is designed to accomplish this goal. And here to tell us about the grant and the program it's funding is Jody Campano, Account Executive for Workforce Development at CCAC. Jody Campano, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the conversations you had with representatives of some heavy hitters in the medical community in Pittsburgh about needs they identified, which would help you create opportunities for students at CCAC.
I've met with several of the healthcare professionals in this area, especially in Allegheny County, and they've expressed needs in several different areas. But what we tried to do with this grant was put into the grant the areas in which they definitely have shortages. So, of course, nursing is an ongoing...
Why, of course, nursing? How do we know that?
Because nursing is there's an ongoing need for nurses in southwestern Pennsylvania.
There just aren't enough people to fill those jobs?
Exactly. Exactly. And we have a wonderful nursing program at CCAC, which is a credit program. We offer it at all four of our campuses. One of the other needs is medical assisting, which is one of the needs of one of the heavy hitters in the area. So we decided to make that one of our tracks as well.
Medical
within this
assisting.
Grant. Medical assisting.
And what is that exactly?
Medical assisting are usually people that work in doctor's offices. They can do a little front office work, and they can also they are trained to do back office work as well. Height, weight, vital signs,
sure.
Things along that line.
It sounds like there's an interesting synergy here because clearly there's a problem in a community when you don't have enough nurses to fill the needs of hospitals and other medical facilities. And you've got a college full of non-traditional students who are trying to become educated, who are looking for good paying jobs, which these would be. So now how do you then come up with the idea to match the needs for those who are trying to find jobs with those who need to fill those jobs? You go out and search for the grant?
Yes. We look for grants a lot of times where healthcare is the need because we have the sixth largest allied health programs in the country, CCAC. So that's why a lot of times I think the grants do reference back to healthcare.
So tell us about this Health Professions Opportunity Grant. What all does it cover?
This is a $13 million grant that we have been awarded. And within this grant, it has three different tracks. There's a nursing track, which goes nurse aide to pre-nursing to nursing. The second track is an EMT, which stands for Emergency Medical Technician. That goes EMT to advanced EMT to paramedic, which is a credit program. And then the third track, which is the health information management program, goes from medical assistant to medical coding and billing to health information technology. So those are the three different tracks. The grant will service TANF eligible students, which stands for Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, and also low income families in Allegheny County.
And that makes up a significant portion, I would think, of the students that go to a community college.
Yes.
So how long will the grant last?
The grant is approximately 6 years, 5 years for training, and then there's a little beforehand and a little afterhand, time that will allow us for startup and ending the grant.
What health careers are students in the program trained for?
Nurse aides, nursing, paramedics, EMT, medical assistants, and health information technologists.
And are the programs limited in the number of students who can take part?
No, we're looking to train approximately 1,860 students over the five-year period.
Is there a recruiting aspect to this? Are you reaching out to students to make them aware of the opportunities here?
Yes. Recruitment will start approximately mid-January, beginning of February 2016. And we also have partners within the community here in Allegheny County that will also help us with recruitment.
A lot of students attending community college are also juggling full or part-time jobs. Does CCAC have support services in place to help these students balance work and school?
Yes, this grant actually has wraparound services that will be provided. There are financial services that will be provided, academic services that will be provided, and also personal services, for example, childcare.
Are there any other qualifications that students have to meet that we might not have covered in this conversation?
There are. For each of the health programs, there are different qualifications, but the minimum would be an eighth grade reading level, which we will test the students. It's called a TABE test, which will allow us to see, you know, where they are with their reading level. But there are also remediation services that will be provided as well. Depending on where they test, we'll put them in those services before they go into the actual programs.
The news about this is just starting to get out. But have you gotten some feedback? I would imagine there's some level of excitement out there about
this. There is, absolutely. I have been receiving phone calls and emails. There have been a few things that have gone out already to talk about the grant. And people have called me and emailed me, and we actually have a list already going of interested students.
And it has to feel good for the people at CCAC to not only be able to meet a need in the community, in the medical community, but also of your students who are clearly trying to find something fulfilling and well-paying to help their lives get better and enable them to have a career.
Yes, I think a lot of the people at CCAC are very excited about the grant. I've actually had credit faculty contact me already about the grant. I know that the nurse aid department is also very excited because their enrollment will also go up because of the students that will hopefully be admitted into the program. So, yes, there is a very high level of excitement at the college.
And it's a way of cutting into a societal problem that we have in Pittsburgh and a lot of other places, which is finding jobs for people.
Yes.
Cutting down on unemployment and poverty.
Yes. We're very excited to be part of the process, to offer the programs, to enroll students at CCAC. The whole CCAC community is very excited.
Jody Campano is an account executive for workforce development at the Community College of Allegheny County. She's been my guest here in studio. Jody, great thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, we'll look at what is happening to help people with AIDS in the Pittsburgh community. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.